Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. How can I help you?
Kenya, I need some help with a charge on my credit card from y'all. Can I give you my last name? And we received the products that my husband ordered,
Okay.
but I continually get charges on my credit card, and I'm not sure what this is about. So could you possibly
Yes.
help me with this?
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'd be
Okay.
more than happy to look into this for you. And could I get
Okay.
your zip code, please?
70780.
Okay. Bear with me one quick moment. Okay, yes, ma'am. And could I have yours or your husband's first and last name?
Ben DuPont, DuPont.
Okay. So thank you for being patient. So I do see here that he paid the shipping for a focused watch, that's a smartwatch, that was for $597, and then the 1894 charge was looked like it was for the 1 year warranty for the watch and also some earbuds, and that was for $1894. And that was also on
Okay.
April 5th. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So then we have some other charges that are for $2 and for $3.95. What is that for?
Oh, yes, ma'am. That's not us. The only two charges that I see that we have charged you for, again, that was on April 5th, was for $597 and $1894.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. I'm getting these charges from a company called mobgadgetson.com. Are you familiar with that company? Are you familiar with that company?
No, ma'am, I'm not. Actually, we don't usually charge small amounts over $5. So, once you pay for the shipping for the products that we assist with, most of the time they're either $4.95 or $5.95. It's never below that amount.
Okay, so you put these charges of $18.94 and $5.97, and so now have I paid up with you? I'm not in any kind of subscription thing or anything with you, right?
Yes,
Is that
ma'am.
correct?
So, no, ma'am. Because once he paid the shipping for the watch, that did start a 14-day trial. And then after the 14 days, he's going to be billed the full amount for the watch, which is $69.97. But I can offer you a 35% discount off that charge.
Well, that was not explained to him, and I have these things at my home. I have not, I haven't used them. I want to cancel all this. I'm not sure that this was presented to him like this. So after that, what's going to be charged if I mean after the 63? In other words, this was just a trial for the watch. What about the earbuds? Are they going to be charged too?
Yes, ma'am, but again, I can still offer you the 35% off of both of those charges.
So, and then what happens? Do you have me on some sort of
No,
calling
ma'am.
me and sending me?
No, ma'am. It's just a one-time payment.
And how much would that all be with the discount?
Okay, bear with me one quick moment. Thank you for being patient. Bear with me a few more moments. Okay, so the total amount for the earbuds and the watch will be $87.71, but I can also offer you a 50% discount as well. And so with
so
the
it'd
50,
be $43?
Yes, ma'am. And so that's, let me see, so that's 79 and 50%, and so that'll be well, the full amount for the watch is $69.97. With the 50% discount, you'll be paying $34.90. And with the earbuds, with the 50% discount, the full amount for the earbuds is $64.97. With the 50% discount, that'll be $32.49.
And so, can I send this stuff back to you and get my money back, or what happens? I'm not sure what happened here, but this was not presented like this. My husband had no idea that this was a trial. He thought that I mean, I don't know.
Yes, ma'am.
What can I do about this? Let me ask you that way. What can I do about this? Because my credit card company is not processing these charges until I give them the go ahead.
Okay.
Have you seen that you have been paid?
No, ma'am. It looks like right now, it's still
pending.
In trial. It's still in trial. So you haven't been billed the full amount of the products. You've only been
but
billed the $5.97
and
$18.94.
And $18. So
yes,
ma'am. Have you received that money?
Yes, ma'am. We have received the $5.97 and the $18.94, yes. And
okay.
If you were
okay, so how can I get out of this? How can I stop this?
Yes, ma'am. You can return the watch and earbuds. And as long as we receive it in 7-day time span, you will not be billed the full amount for those products.
But you're still going to take the $18 and the $5?
Yes, ma'am. So let me check into that one. Bear with me a few moments.
Okay, I appreciate your help.
Mm-hmm. I'll get all these. Okay, I'm looking into that for you right now. Bear with me a few more moments. Okay, thank you for being patient. So once you return the watch and pod, the warehouse is going to refund you the warranty.
Which is how much?
So it looked like the warranty was $12.97, but it was $18 because the earbuds, the shipping for the earbuds was included in that charge. And I'm going to go ahead and put it in the system here.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. What I don't want is I don't want to continue. I don't want to continue any sort of free trials or anything sent to me or anything charged to me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I don't want.
Yes,
I want to end this relationship. And I'll tell you that they sent this to me in a soft pack, and the little box for the smart bracelet was kind of bent up. And so I don't know if that makes a difference. But if I send this back to you and I want to cancel my relationship with you, I can just wait for you to refund the $18.94? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And so what I'm doing is I'm extending your trial for 7 days. Once we have received the product in the 7-day time span, you will not mm-hmm. be charged the full amount for the product once we have received it.
Okay, so if I send these back to you and the only reason I'm going to hear from you again is when you refund my money from the warehouse, when you refund some of my shipping or my whatever you're refunding.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that should be about $18 and.
Yes, ma'am. So it's most likely going to be $12. Because that's the amount for the warranty.
Okay.
And then it was the shipping price for the earbuds.
So I'm just out for the other money. Okay. All right. Okay. So, what do I include in this pack that I'm sending? Do I send it back to Hype Gadgets 105 Sierra Way number 178?
Yes, ma'am.
California, 95035. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, let me see, because it looks like you have the Focus watch. So the Focus watch, it does go to 105 Sarah Way, but it's number 179 instead of 178.
Okay. Number 179. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And the earbuds go back to?
Yes, ma'am, to the same address.
And okay, and so it's Hype Gadgets 105 Sierra Way, number 179. And and I don't have to put anything in it. I just have to say returning it or for credit or what?
Yes, ma'am. So the name of the company, that's Focus, and so that's FOCUS instead of Hype, it's Focus. And I would
just call Focus.
Yes, ma'am. And you,
that's it. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And I will put Focus watch and Focus pods, because that's what you're returning. I'm sorry. And could you repeat your other question?
Well, I just wanted to know that, and on my credit card, I should be seeing a credit from Focus watch and products.
Yes, ma'am. That may not be the name of the transaction, but you will be receiving that credit. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When my credit card company gave me your number, they said you're called Clean Balance Green Tech. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. It sounds like that was the name of the transaction. Most of the time, the transaction name is different from the merchant's name. And so that sounds like that's what happened.
You're so patient. Okay. Do y'all ever sell your information to other people?
No, ma'am. Not at all.
Because somehow or another, I'm getting all these charges from gadget companies now.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm not exactly sure what those charges could be.
So you have never heard of something called MOBGadgetson.com?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
Okay. Yes,
ma'am.
And you say y'all never have put a charge of $2 on anybody's credit card?
No, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I haven't.
You said the less. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So if I'll send these back, and you're giving me some extension,
right?
And okay. I'm not. I don't know. I'm not questioning you. Mm-hmm. But how can I be sure that y'all are going to take these back and going to give me credit? I mean, do I get an RA number, or do I get anything that can give me some comfort in knowing that y'all are going to receive these and y'all are going to, you know, give me my credit back, and that you're going to stop all these charges? I need some closure on this, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, let me check into that, because I may be able to send you an email, but I'm going to check into that for you.
Okay, that'd be great.
Thank you for being patient. Bear with me a few more moments.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your help.
I'm still here. Bear with me a few more moments. I'm just looking into
this
for you.
Okay, that's fine.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Thank you for being patient on that hold.
Sure.
Thank you for being patient. So I won't be able to send that email to you, just refunding that we will refund. Confirming that we will refund those funds. But I did put a note into the account that you have here that I did extend your trial, and that you will be returning the product. And as long as you have your tracking number, once you return it, you can give us a call and we will be able to verify that we did receive that product, and then we could do that refund for you.
Okay. All right. Well, in other words, you will do it without me calling you, but I can check on it, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Okay. Okay. Thank you for your help.
Oh, yes,
it.
Ma'am.
And I'm sorry about this, but it was, my husband did not understand that this was a trial. He thought he was getting something free, and you don't get anything free.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I understand.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I appreciate you being so patient with me. Thank you so much.
Oh, it was no problem. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.